Hi, I'm Michael de Kok. I'm the artistic director of KVS from this season on. So now this is my programmation, or the programmation I made together with the team of KVS for next season.
I think there's some continuation. There's some continuity in some choices, some themes, some artists also. But there's also a new era with different people. I have a different approach of theater. I make theater. I tell stories myself. I write a lot myself. Jan was more a program theater, but he didn't create himself. So there are lots of differences, and there's also continuity. We start working now with this, what we call an open ensemble, which means that there's more than before an ensemble. Artists we have a relationship with, who travel with us along the next years, but it's open, which means that we don't force them to do things they don't want to. It's we're in a dialogue, so they make things here, I propose them things, but they can also flirt around and do other stuff, go make movies, go to other countries, travel, come back and say, this is what I want to do, because it's not like before that you have a director saying top down what an ensemble will do, but it's lots of people with lots of dreams, and the world's changing at a very high velocity, so I think you have to do it this way today. I have a love and hate relationship with postmodernism. I don't like it, actually. I like big stories. But still, it gave us something. It gave us the knowledge that theater or that acting isn't pretending that you are something else. La déconstruction has given it a lot of advantages, but it's time now again, and certainly in the 21st century, to tell big stories again. The audience want to see stories that are well written and well told. For us, Brussels is a majority-minority city, which means that there's no leading culture anymore, in a way. So you have, of course, the French-speaking, you have the Dutch-speaking, then you have the English-speaking. The English-speaking is a larger group than the Dutch-speaking, then you have the Arabic-speaking. We're going to surtitle in English and in French, or in English or in Dutch, every performance. On the other hand, we'll more and more also do English performances. We'll have this year Filth, which is a dance performance. There's a Macbeth of a Zuidpool, who's in English, was really Shakespeare, but who played the original version. So we started with these two shows, but we have the big ambition to go further on this one, and even for Mission, what they did before in English, and to try to play some plays in English and to try to attract that audience. I think a theater can be a place where all these communities meet and get to know each other. It's for me no surprise that Brussels is that good in dance, that because it's such a language complexity, I'm definitely sure about that. We have now this concept of city dramaturge, city dramaturgy. Every time when I'm abroad, I have to explain what it is, and it's a good thing. Not only or specifically Goethe or Shakespeare or Molière is a reason to make a performance. The city is for us a dramaturgy. So we have these three people, Christine Robbe, Tunde Adefioy, who's an American who works a lot with slam and in urban culture, and Gerardo Salinas, who comes from Argentina. So these three people really working with artists and with the city, with mapping. What does the city gives us as material to make performances or plays? What will happen to KVS? We have these very strong ambitions. We're working like hell, and I can feel this really big energy hanging. Where we will be in 5 years, I cannot tell you, but I think we will need 2 or 3 years to really get everyone where he should be. And that then, this big ambition of ours to have a gender diverse and intercultural and intergenerational theater, that we can have that ensemble. So which means that people from all kind of places over the world work in KVS, work with us. The city is the world. That's a little bit of a punchline we kind of use. There's no city as a cosmopolitan in Europe. Brussels is a very, very global city, global. So the local and the global really meet in a city as Brussels. And we really should use this as a big quality. And I think new young artists really realize it more than ever, that Brussels has an art scene which is really amazing, very hybrid, from dance through spoken word to all these things. And I think we can really boost it with these urban influences, and that we can make it happen that also these urban influences find their way to the main stage of European theater. And I think Brussels is the best city to do that.
Thank you very much.
I thank you.